ఓం శాంతి. గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్. హోప్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎ గుడ్ రెస్ట్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ సెషన్ విచ్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ద సిఎస్ఆర్, దట్ ఈస్ కార్పొరేట్ సోషల్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ, అండ్ వాట్ బ్రహ్మకుమారీస్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు సిఎస్ఆర్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇనిషియేటివ్. యాక్చువల్లీ హౌ బ్రహ్మకుమారీస్ ఆర్ connected with CSR activities actually, so that you people coming from different IT organizations can also think about it and see whether you have any role to play in this actually. So I believe all of you here knows what is CSR. Anybody doesn't know what is CSR? Okay, everybody knows it actually, because corporate social responsibility is currently become a compulsory rule for all the companies who have a revenue of more than, profit of more than 5 crores, or they have a worth of 500 crore worth of asset in the company. So there are some classes like that actually, right? So based on that, most of the companies today falls into this category, and still some years back, this is an optional thing for the companies. They can use it for corporate social responsibilities if there is an opportunity for them to use it actually. But now in the recent 2 years, government has made it compulsory that this amount, out of which 2% of that has to be spent for corporate social responsibility. So in that regard, since we are already doing many social benefited work actually, we started engaging with different organizations to in different areas so that it can also benefit the society in many ways actually. Okay, so let us see what are the ways in which we can engage actually. So the activities what we have undertaken as part of CSR falls into 4 major categories. There are 2 more categories which I have not included because there is not relevant for this group actually. So education, healthcare, environment and sustainability, and women empowerment actually. So education is one area where we are also connected with many universities, and we are also conducting many value added education programs which is offering as a PG course from here actually. So for that also we are collaborating with many institutions, and they are able to do those kind of courses along with us actually. And in the healthcare, we try to do many medical camps, free medical camps for health checkup camps. We have a global hospital is there through which we are able to conduct many useful medical camps by which many are getting benefited by that. And environment sustainability is an area where we try to focus on how to use renewable energies actually, right? So we also have, I don't know, maybe you may get a chance to see that, you can see that, we have a very big 1 megawatt solar thermal power plant coming up down, which we call Shantivan, that place. So which is an initiative from our side, and it is a government also involved in this, government funding also there in that. So it's a very big project what is coming up here actually. And there are many companies who has the similar technologies also contributing for that actually, in terms of consultancy, in terms of materials, and it is also involving German consultants also into this actually. So that is one area, and sustainability areas in many different areas, waste management, water management, in many areas we are doing it actually, these things. And the last one is the women empowerment, where skill development, only skill development for their sustenance actually. So we are planning to give a lot of trainings for them to build up the skills so that they can also lead themselves, their own setup they can able to build up, and they can do their own survival for that actually. So some partnerships what we have an MOU agreement with the technology giant L&T for sustainable development. We have recently signed an MOU with them. And based on that, we try to work on L&T where in these 4 areas basically, water wastage, fuel wastage, and electricity wastage, as well as the food wastage actually. So the kind of thing is basically how to improve and how to take care of these wastages, what is happening it, how to minimize it actually, and so that how we can reuse many of the things so that we can do a reproductive of it actually. So in the four areas we have a memorandum, also some more are coming up in that actually. It's going in a very large scale here actually. So another area where we are working out is with the Association of Indian Energy Management Professionals for energy conservation in our centers basically. So this is for implementation of energy conservation concept in all our centers. Basically we do energy audit, how much energy being consumed and how we can take it up, and a phase-wise implementation of this energy conservation is also planned actually. So there we take the these professionals consultancy where they do a consultancy for that energy conservation part of it and try to help us to minimize the energy conservation part of it. So basically we also conduct many camps in schools, awareness campaigns in schools, and promotion of this sustainability concept among the children. So right from the younger generation, if we build up, then this can be sustained for a longer durations, and also help in developing these literatures and publication of journals on sustainability and environment actually. So these are all the areas where on the kind of energy side we try to do it, where these professionals are helping us to how we can impart this technology among different groups of people actually. And coming to that IT industry side, we have a collaboration with Google where they give us the Google ad grant for these NGOs basically. So in this regard, they have given us an ad word of worth of $10,000 per month where our centers are there, where they are giving a space for us where we can put the activities, social activities, what we put it there, so that today Google is used by everyone actually. So everybody will come to know about what is happening and how they can benefit it actually. So this way, if some companies who are here is doing with respect to any advertising or promoting through websites, many of these activities, your revenues, what you are getting it, you can partially utilize that amount, 2% of that or whatever amount is there, you can utilize it for this kind of activities through Brahma Kumaris, so that amount you will be exempted for your tax benefits actually. You got it what I'm saying now? So there is a large scope is there for you people to participate in this kind of things actually, where you are also visible to many throughout the world, where our centers and the people who are visiting the sites, as well as you also get the benefit of saving from your tax actually. So another area where we are doing is through NASSCOM collaboration, where Big Tech is a NASSCOM foundation, where Big Tech is an organization where many people register their licensed hardware and softwares, so that companies who want to buy it, they can buy through them. And for NGOs and for people like us, we are getting that kind of softwares with 1% of the actual price, what it is there actually. So it's a huge benefit for both the people who are registering there and selling it through them, and also people who are taking from there actually. So if you are having a product or any softwares which is useful, you can register there through Big Tech, so that people who want to buy it from there, these register for CSR, the amount goes under CSR and you get a complete exemption of it actually. Am I clear so far? So some of the future initiatives, apart from these things, we are also trying to do many future initiatives, which is also in terms of energy saving point of view. One is this battery-operated public transport systems, and it is basically a solar-powered, and also reducing the noise pollution point of view, pollution-free, as well as it will be silent actually, and completely operated through solar things actually. So it's also safe, taking care of environment, and also gives sustainability for us actually. So this is also a program where the automotive companies also getting involved with us, who are also interested to contribute. Like the battery operated vehicle companies, they are also interested to help us to connect with us and get into this kind of programs actually. And even banks like SBI is also interested to give some kind of transport vehicles for this kind of programs. So Mahindra Reva is one of the company where we are talking, and they are also interested to collaborate with us for battery operated car to provide it actually. So people who are connected with them, for example, so you are doing some software work for them and you want to see that some part of that revenue of that thing to be connected through these activities, it is possible actually. So you can classify those revenues what you are getting from this kind of activities, and then you can attach it towards the CSR things actually. So that it becomes a direct benefit for you from the revenue what you are getting it actually. And also it helps for the society. And you can see here, now having come to this campus, you understand how many things are going on here and what kind of benefits people are taking it. So it is, that's why government has recognized our activity and we have been included as one of the eligible NGO to go for CSR programs actually. And another thing is, very important thing is the biogas plant, where the food waste recycle is being planned. And we have the big campus, what is happening in Santivan and Gansaror, where we are here. We could able to have this 2-ton capacity and 1.5-ton capacity of the waste recycle is being planned here, which is also a huge project what is going to come up actually for the biogas plants actually. So L&T is one of the industry which is collaborating with us for the CSR activity actually. So for any questions you have, is this programs are clear so far, what we are trying to do that? Okay. So we have a centralized cell here, which is trying to enable the industries who are interested to connect with us and also try to know about what kind of programs we are doing it here. And if people are interested further, they can also connect with Ashwant Bhai, who will be here now actually, so that we can able to know more details about it. Or if you are interested to engage in any of your programs, we can connect with him and we can take it forward from that actually. And I believe that most of these IT companies are having a CSR activity in their chapters actually, right? So if I think so the company from where I am coming is doing for education, for example. I am coming from Scient actually. So that company is spending for education maximum of the CSR amount actually. So the similar way you can be having a program in your things. If you see that any of your programs, what is going on in your organization is matching with respect to the kind of areas where we are talking about it, you are most welcome to talk to us as early as possible, so that when you are here itself, we can get a first-hand information about what we are trying to do here, and you can also get an engagement for that actually. Or you can connect us to your company, who will be the CSR cell owner of your company actually, so that we can also connect with them and then explain more detail. If required, we can visit your company also and do a presentation there in detailed way actually, so that they can get a broad idea about what really going on and how these things are happening actually, and then we can take it forward from here actually. So any questions, anything? Yeah. This is related to the energy awareness program actually, how to save the energy and what is the significance of saving the energy actually, because right from school levels if it is imparted, it has got a very good impact actually. So right. Yes, we have it. Ishwanbhai, can you give some highlight about it? Can you give some highlight about what is being done in that? Mike.
Through, we have a wing called as Youth Wing, through which we organize program called as Touch the Light. Through that program, we teach the children to inculcate values in them from a very beginning of their age, from a very beginning childhood, so that they will be able to live through those values. So in many schools and colleges, in universities also, we organize such programs, and that comes under education. If you want to, like through CSR, if you want to do something as mentioned, you have to contact Ishwanbhai. If you want to do it in other way, you can get connected to the local center. Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to take it through CSR, this program, right? That's what your question actually. Okay. Yeah. No, why we are putting here on the CSR is, so there is every possibility that whatever... if it is connected with the CSR, your company also benefited in that actually. And you are also doing the good cause for which you are trying to do this program actually. So there is a, yeah, so if you connect with them, there is a dual benefit actually. You get more, facilitation will become easy actually for you then actually, right? So company also benefited, and the intention with which you are trying to do the program also getting multiplied actually. And you can do in a better scale level actually, right? And we are there to support that program for you. So if you want to do it in your places, we can also enable your local centers to connect with you and take it forward from there actually.
The main intention behind presenting this to you is that you may be aware that Brahma Kumaris is also an NGO. Are you aware about it? We are also an NGO. So from IT companies to which you are belonging, there will be CSR activities going on. If you like our activities that are happening here, you like everything which is going on here, so to carry out a certain CSR activities, if you can connect your CSR person in your company with us, so it will become easier for us to carry out many CSR activities we are planning in near future. This was the intention. So if you have any queries regarding this, you can ask. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we have a website. I think that Radio Madhavan website, right? Yeah, so we will be distributing a small pamphlet. This will have the details about the website also, actually. So, those who are here, how many of you feel that your company is doing a CSR activity connected with one among the activities what we talked here? Or is it different? Okay, sir. Okay, good. So, three of you are there here. So, do you think that is there any possibility of taking it forward from here? There. Yeah. If you don't mind, can I just note down your details actually, so that we can take it as a follow-up, we can do that actually. So can somebody circulate details about SAR to connect it with our follow-up actually for that? So what kind of CSR is happening now in that your place actually? Education actually. Okay. Disaster management actually. Yeah. So that the training skills for disaster management also could be in another area we are looking into that actually. Okay. Sure. Quite spread out actually. Right.
Those who think that you can connect your company with Brahma Kumaris to carry out CSR activities, please note down your name and email address and mobile number with Rohit Bhai. so that we will be in touch and think what can be done in this area in future.
Yeah. If possible, you can highlight some areas where the engagement possibilities are there, so that our CSR cell can interface with your CSR cell. They can take up that area so that they can connect easily actually from that actually. Right?
Om Shanti. I would like to spread some lights about the school service we are doing in Brahma Kumaris. We are having another NGO, Radio Madhuban Community Society, and a FM station, Community Radio FM station, which is covering an area of 70 to 80 kilometers here. And the overall aim of the radio station is to find opportunities of holistic development in the local community and fulfill the gap. So through that, we are also spreading light on sustainability. So how a common man can contribute to the environment, to the nature, mother nature. For sustainability, we have taken a drive, energy conservation. It is known as BKNCON, Brahma Kumaris Energy Conservation Drive. So through that, we covered around 50 schools and near and around Abu Road, where we took 1 hour session in every school to educate the children over there about how the small initiative at home can help in reducing their energy consumption bills, or how they can contribute to Mother Nature to run the non-renewable energy resources for a longer time, and tree plantation and so many other drives we have taken. You can visit even in Shantivan. We are having a studio for FM radio station, Radio Madhuban, and you can find various activity. As brother is saying, there are two websites, csr.brahmakumaris.com. It is a very new website, and we have uploaded some amount of material over there. And another website, radiomadhuban.in. So you can find all the activities, what we are doing, and those are purely community in nature. So even you can contribute through that those kind of activities too.
Okay, if you have any more questions, we can take it up. Sir, I'm unable to hear you actually.
Yeah, shall we know about the Touch the Light program, the scope and from where actually it is implemented, and what is the future plan?
Touch the Light program. Okay. So Touch the Light program is done by another wing actually. There is an education wing is there in our Brahma Kumaris. Youth wing. Actually, there is a wing, youth wing is there who conduct this program actually. We can get the details for you about this. Because it's basically, I think it is introduced from standard 8th onwards at least, 7th or 8th onwards to 10th actually, within that three classes they are introducing that. It is basically a value-based education also embedded into that. More details I can get it from those wing people actually. Probably we can connect with one of us here. Before you leave, we'll get the details for you actually.
Come under this same CSR programs.
Basically the education program. What we are trying to do, if you are sponsoring for a school education or a college education type of things for poor people and other things, yes, that comes under things where we are also adding value by giving this value-added education syllabus into the thing systems actually. Okay. So that way it can be incorporated into part of CSR actually.
Okay.
But your company has to come under the category of CSR for education actually. So whatever education program, whatever you are planning to do it, we will try to fit our things for that actually. That is possible.
Okay, sure.
Shanti. If we are doing some services for the villages, of course, will that services come under CSR, and can we use that, that as a tool for acquiring fund through CSR from any corporate?
No, it is basically, for example, we put women empowerment, skill development actually.
Okay.
Right? So if whatever service you do, it is empowering the skills of the people actually, for example.
Actually, the thing is like this. In those villages, the women are gathered like every twice in a week, and they are given Raja Yoga meditation classes, but the villages are very far away from the center. It's like the minimum you have to travel like 50, like 70 kilometers. So in that way, we are giving them some message, some changes are there in their lives,
right,
which they are also able to experience, and they convey that to us. Now, and for that we need the vehicles, and we need some place. Now what we are doing is we gather them in some common place, and we just give them classes. But so these two things, can we
See, only teaching meditation, that doesn't come under CSR. Whatever activities you are doing currently, along with that, what you have to do is, you have to create some projects through which you can do some skill developments, so that helps them to get some employment, through which they will be able to get some amount of money, so that they will be able to live their life independently. All such projects have to be created, through which we can see. CSR doesn't mean that you can take money from company directly. No, it's not like that. You have to make a project. This is our project, and the community or the society is getting benefits from such a project. Through when we apply such projects to the companies, then only they will, you know, release the funds for like positive thinking, stress management, just for art of living, meditation. For such activities, they are not releasing the funds, through which the community has to get the benefit, then only we will get the funds.
One possibility is there, if you are aligning with some organizations which is doing that kind of skill build-up things also, collaborative way if you go for it, and you give a value addition of that activity by your materials, right? Then the transport or other things which is facilitating this value addition, that can come under CSR actually. Yeah, yeah. It is possible. It is possible actually. Right. That is also possible, and if you have any of these activities of health, or sustainability, or environment-related things, or human empowerment, exclusively with respect to skill development and their sustenance, you can project that activity as a proposal, then you will get, there are banks which is supporting, for example, SBI, they will support for getting the vehicle facilities, all those things. There is a provision is there for them to allot fund under CSR for this kind of things. So it is possible, actually. In fact, it has happened in some places also.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, 2-3 people there. So, okay. So, if there is no more questions, thank you very much for taking your time. Thank you.